looking back at how we started, I would never have guessed we'd be where we are today. I'd always admired you from a distance at the gym we both go to, but I'd never bothered approaching you. You wore a ring on your finger, and so I bided my time. And then one day, the ring was gone. And that's when I decided to make my move. I approached you and asked you out for a coffee. You'd recognized me from the gym and were familiar with my presence, so you consented. And from there it went, acquaintance developing into friendship, until eventually I made a move. And you responded quite well to it. But I'd always kept my dominant nature secret from you. We'd had sex plenty of times before, and always it's been steaming hot, your lean, lithe body wriggling in ecstasy as I'd take you. Until one night when I gave you an order. It was simple. You were to call me sir. For a second you hesitated, but then I saw the smirk that I love so much, and you played along. And later confessed it had turned you on in a way you'd never experienced. So we'd gradually worked our way up from there. First with orders, then discipline, then restraints, and more. And the part I found most amusing was how you took on qualities I can only describe as nymphomaniacal. Almost overnight our sex life changed from twice a week with the occasional midday quickie, to hours-long master and servant play nearly every day of the week. There'd even been nights when I had come home tired, and so you, burning for a fuck, would get yourself off with the vibrator as I watched. And you'd shakily ask if I enjoyed watching you. And you'd be rewarded with a quiet yes, and new orders to follow. Sometimes positions, sometimes with vibration strength. It was during one of these nights that I made my proposition. You were surprised by what I asked, and that cute blush you get when you're aroused but nervous spread across your cheeks. After a moment, you gave consent to my scheme. And so now we sit in the subway car. It's a lazy Sunday afternoon. So while there are plenty of people around us, it is not uncomfortably full. I'm sitting at one end of the car, dressed casually, my eyes discreetly focused on you, as you stand in the middle of the car, your hand on one of the metal poles. On my order, you've dressed conservatively today, a modest, flowing skirt, ending 2 inches below your knees, plainly heeled shoes, and one of my sweatshirts, which, on you, is quite oversized. I've even had you tie your hair back in a ribbon. Oh, yes. There's one other thing you're wearing. An egg-shaped vibrator inside your pussy. Your wholesome white cotton panties hiding any trace of it. And if not for that delightful perversion, you'd be such an innocent little lady. But not today. Today you're my fucking whore. Today, I have the remote for the vibrating egg. I haven't done anything just yet. I like watching you nervously shift, your eyes darting back to me. And I know what's on your mind. When am I gonna slide this little button up? But we have plenty of time, lover. We're a good 10 minutes from our stop. 10 minutes from my apartment. 10 minutes that you're going to have to work through as I tease you, right here in public. It's a good day to be your master. And with that thought in mind, I turn the vibrator on. There's a brief widening of your eyes as you feel it activate, but it's quickly replaced by a defiant little smirk. You glance in my direction as if to ask, "Is that all?" But you and I both know that it's not. And I know the reason you act a bit rebellious at the start is so you can be punished later. So when the car stops, and one of the passengers making his exit quickly grabs your ass. I decide I'll just punish you right now, instead of later. I thumb the speed setting up a few notches, much more than you expected so early, as the stranger's hand squeezes your ass and then releases. It's caught you off guard. And there's that blush I love so much. Your eyes look at me as if to say, "You bastard," and I slowly slide it back down. The vibration is constant, but it's not too strong. You'll certainly feel it, but it's manageable. With a start, the car moves again. Your face compromises what you're thinking as you quirk an eyebrow in mild confusion. I believe you'd been expecting me to thumb the speed just when the car jerked. But that would be predictable, wouldn't it? No. For now, I go the slow and steady route. The speed continues to, very gradually, increase. We near the next stop, and you move out of the way to let another couple get past you. And that's when I sprint it on you. There's a sharp adjustment to a noticeably faster speed as you step to the side. We haven't stopped quite yet, so there's a slight weakness in your step that can be blamed by the movement of the car as it slows to a halt. By everyone else, of course, who isn't aware of our little secret. But I notice you reflexively lift an arm, crossing it against your chest. If not for the baggy sweatshirt, your nipples would be hard and standing out. You look at me again, the defiance melting away. I can see that this is harder than you thought. And we still have quite a few stops before our own love. As the subway takes on new passengers, someone taps you on the shoulder. It's some young woman, and it's obvious she's a tourist with all the souvenirs she's carrying. I can't hear your conversation, but I imagine she's asking for directions, something confirmed as you point to the map on the wall. I can't let this chance slip by. As you slide your fingertip across the stations to where she wants to go, I give the speed another boost. We're only at about half speed, but you've gotten soaking wet off less with vibrators before, and you've never had to repress yourself like this either, let alone hold a coherent discussion. The girl thanks you and leaves you be, and you look at me, and now there's despair on your face. You ball your hand 3 times. Our safety signal. And start to approach me. I rise and offer you my seat, and as you sit down, I notice just how bad your legs are shaking. A look of concern flashes on my face, and I turn the speed down. You look at me, a smile of relief on your face, and I can practically hear you say, "Thank you, thank you." Fooled you. I gun the speed to full blast, and this time, you're truly unable to control yourself. You moan, and only at that last second do you fake a sneeze to disguise yourself. A few people glance at you, wondering what did they really hear. You're blushing furiously, embarrassed, and a little pissed off. I smile. "Bless you, miss. It's cold season. Care for a cough drop?" The emphasis on drop is deliberate. You start to say no, then realize what I had really asked. You say yes, and I feign searching through my pocket. I turn the speed down a bit, just enough for you to be thankful, and then give you your cough drop. As you unwrap it and put it in your mouth, I quickly lick my lips. You look at the station we're stopping at and realize we're almost home. Just a few more minutes and you'll be free. You scratch just below your ear another one of our signals, so I stop the vibrator completely. You were close to climaxing, and you've never been the sort to be quiet or sit still. Which is why I'm going to be a complete bastard. When we reach our stop, you head toward the escalator, quite eager to get moving. So when I take your hand and nod toward the stairs instead of the escalator, I can't help but enjoy the sudden look of dread on your face. With each step we take up the flight, I shift the speed up. It gets more and more intense as we near ground level. And to my surprise, I find I've hit maximum speed a few steps before we're on the street. Lucky for you, my apartment is right across the road. We dash across, your hand squeezing mine tightly as you work with all your might to keep from coming right there in broad daylight. We reach my lobby, and that's when you realize the other condition is quite evil. I had you leave your keys at home. Only I can unlock the door. I start to lazily shift through my pockets, as if I can't find my key. And your eyes flare with fury as I do nothing but smirk at you again, and join your helplessness. Sadly, this is cut short by someone leaving the building. They get the door for us, and you dash to the elevators, pushing the up button as fast as you possibly can. One of the elevators slides its metal doors open, and we step in. I calmly push the button for our floor, and once the doors are shut, I kiss you, deeply, pressing you against the wall, and you finally let go, climaxing right there, your half-moan, half-scream muffled by my kiss, your tongue aggressively going after mine. I start to thumb the dial down now, letting you down slowly, smiling as a look of pure contentment spreads across your face. We get out of the elevator once it's at our floor, and I unlock my door with all due haste. As soon as you're in my apartment, you slump to the ground, your entire body shivering in pleasure before I've even shut the door. How did you like that, slave? I chuckle as I hear you rave about how much you loved it. But as you often do, you manage to surprise me. That defiant smirk creeps across your face once more, and you dare me to try this on you while we're in a taxi together. I love having you as my slave.